Nemes had a big hitlaptut, a big suffik, what to talk about tonight. I mean, Ashuras Adin, and so we should tie up the sugya of balance that we're handling the whole Zman. But Mitzad Sheni, I can't leave Rukhaim. I hold this a little bit. This is the sugya Klal Yisrael has to be Yisakin now. The Chazon Ish in the Igros writes, Amari Dika Hagdori, he says, Yidiyosam shel Chachmei Hador, Midoisam veliboisam, velibam, hein gufei atar. It's the Lashon of Chazon Ish. Chachmei Ador, it doesn't say all the Chachmei Adors, doesn't say all the Talmidei Chachamim that exist in Klal Yisrael. Chachamim that were in your Ador. Learning up the heart and the Midas of the Chachmei Ador, hein hein gufei Ador, that's a shtick Torah. That means as I there's Mesechus Baba Bas, there's Mesechus B'chaim, there's Mesechus Tuchul B'chaim. And now's the time to learn it. There's another Chazal of time to march in it now, but now's the time. Zetzachos, Achri Nisa is the Iker time to learn it up. So I feel it's like Sugi Dekala. It's like Sugi Dekala. Pasha Dish Loishim Yoim. It's Mavur in the Gemara Ksubis. That Shloishim Yom after Rebbe was Nifter. Shloishim Yom after Moshe Ben Rabin Shi Yisrael. It's his man. Dish Shloishim Yom Klal Yisrael is learning up Reb Chaim, and it's an opportunity I don't think we're going to have after these 30 days. So Mamela, I was mad. Again, I'm not sure. It's also because personally I couldn't. It could be also. I don't know if it was right achra. It could be personally I couldn't get out of this idea. Ma'isa, before we get to Chaim, just get at least two or three minutes just to wrap up the other sugi of balance that we were doing. We saw Barchov Gdoila, Rachvas Gdoila, one sugi in Avodas Hashem. It's always a tzir. It's a tzir of how rich sugyas are in Avodas Hashem. People think, it's a psavort, you're a vort. Come on, any sugya. Torah is ain't soif. The Torah and the Torah of Avodah is ain't soif. We saw sugyas of balance. I grabbed the three sugyas I had particularly in mind to do the past 2 weeks after Purim. I'll leave with my Mekoyim Yisrael Olam. I wanted to do the balance between Betochen and Ishtadlus. I wanted to do the balance between Ava and Yiras Hashem, feeling close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, expressing Ava to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, at the same time being shown with the proper Yira, the proper distance. And lastly, I wanted to do the balance of having a Deah, having a strong Deah, and at the same time being an extremely accepting person, realizing that everyone has a Deah. So three of the Gemara is again the Sugya Sanin Tzoyf. We saw a lot of Yisoydis, we saw that the Shleimus came out every sugi in Avodas Hashem requires a balance, which is a shlemus in the tuksavis of the sugi. And we kept on hinting that Befrat in our generation is extremely nitzrach the sugi balance. Because kamadin in every sugi, our generation is going down and down and down. Kilo, this kaviyochel is a certain chilik that's requiring to change around in shtelzik tzu. But we saw in Mitzad Sheni that the answer is not just to figure out what the dar needs. You have to figure out what the door needs. After we need in the door, but at the same time, we have to hold on to the goyva, and you have to find at the same time. Yesh beliba shalad makam l'shnei. Yesh beroish shalad makam l'shnei tefillin shoroish. Yesh beliba shalad makam l'shnei midas ahavchias. That's a tamsis, a little bit of what we saw. Okay, I'm not doing justice. Let them, hopefully, as in we grew shtag together with it. Let's go back to Masechet Chaim. We spoke out last week at the Gemara in Ksubis. Gemara in Ksubis compares Rabbeinu HaKadosh, compares the Talmud Chacham, Rabban Shei Yisrael, compares him to an Aron HaKadosh. And we spoke out one feature of the Aron HaKadosh that we found in Reb Chaim, Shemesach, and what we saw. In the Bechina of Stakel B'Raisa Bar Alma, the Bechina of the Aron HaKadosh, it was called Evin Shesiyu, Mimena Hushtas HaOilam. And when a Kodesh was, who was an achiza, gave a reality in this world to the Torah and its goiva, but it could be chal in this world, and it was kodim l'kol. It was kodim l'kol. Torah is kodim l'kol. Kodim is the source of everything. And we spoke about how that Kol Zman Reb Chaim was alive. There was a human being who lived in that reality, made that reality more or less a reality for us. He made it a reality in this world, that when you get trapped in it, takes you further and farther away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, away from the Emes, like the Lashon of the Mesiv Sasharm. Rambam Boya Mechikim Imen Yizbarach. There was a reality in the world that the Torah could come in this world and remain Kodma L'Oilam, could remain a source. And we saw Vayitam Imela, it could avoid the constraints of the world. I don't know if we like the two. And that's the Pshat, the Mokam Yaron Mein Amin Amida. The Aron itself wasn't confined Bechlal to space. Mokam Aron didn't take any time because it was Kodma L'Oilam, it wasn't confined by L'Oilam. We saw that, that was a B'chaim, he brought that reality. He wasn't confined in any which way, not as Avtochas, not as Brachas, not as Tzur of how he learned Torah. That's what we saw last week. You want to take it a step further, another big Nakuda, which again, there's all things we're learning about him and we're going to take to us. I'll talk about that at the end a little bit more, take it to us. Another Tzveit Nakuda, that there was an Aron HaKodesh that also that we could find in Reb Chaim. Learn a Gemara in Marikatan. The Gemara in Marikatan is the study we want to talk about tonight. Again, this Nakuda, it's a sugya in Shas. But there was, in my tefis, again, there was no other place that was more reality, was clearer than in Reb Chaim's life, what he embodied. It's a sugya we're very vital from. And like we mentioned last week, we have to grow. And now's the time to concentrate on the extreme of Reb Chaim, to get that in, and then later on we could try to get the balance. It's a sugya of how the Torah impacts, Klal Yisrael impacts our life. What's the tzur of influence of the Torah in our life? The Gemara Moed Katan, in the middle of the sugyas of Nidui, in Moed Katan, the Gemara tells over a Maisa. The Gemara says as a, Shufam Tazayinam and Alf, Shufam Achas, Gozu Rebbe, Shalei Shano Tamidim Bishuk, Rebbe, any Rebbe, the Gemara Ksubis calls an Aron Kodesh. Rebbe was Gozu, Shalei Shano Tamidim Bishuk, he said, Mabitzei Torah, he's talking about Mabitzei Torah. Mabitzei Torah, not supposed to go to Machne Yehuda, Kikur Shabbos, not supposed to go out into the streets and teach Torah in the streets. My darsh. Chamukei Yerechayich, Kemoi Chaloim. It's a posik, Shirashim. Chamukei Yerechayich, Kemoi Chaloim. Chaloim, another place in Chazal referring to Torah, or Talmid Chacham, the learned Torah. There's a sushtel between Chaloim, Torah, and Yerechayich, a thigh, the thigh. Ma Yerech B'Seiser, thigh is the part of the body which is very tzanua. After every Torah says, Torah has to be in a mokum nister. It has to be a mokum that is not exposed, not to people running around, not to neon lights, not to video cameras. Seiser means it's a place that is hidden. It's not goli. It's the opposite of goli. Yotzer b'chiyah. Reb Chiya, we all know another place in Shas, is one of the greatest Mabitzei Torah that existed in the history of Klal Yisrael. Yotzer Reb Chiya, v'shona l'shnei bnei ochiv b'shuk. He took two of his nephews, and they themselves are Amaroyim, to Rav Rabba Bar Chana. So he taught them, it's not clear, there were more people, but he stole the kashir. It was a shir there. Shoma Rebbe Ikpid. Rabbeinu HaKadosh heard that Reb Chiya didn't listen to what he said, and he had a kpeid on him. That's why it's connected to the sugi of Nidui. He had a kpeidim. When he talks about Tamid Chacham, when they're makpid on people, it's a matzav of Nidui. Also, Reb Chiya has chuzuyele. Reb Chiya heard that Rebbe had a kpeidim on him, and he went to him as pious. Amalei, aya. He bet him with mavayishim. He called him an akinui. Mikur lecha b'chutz. Reb Chiya chapt, yodin, nokan milse b'dayti. He chapt how makpid Rebbe was on him. Nog nizufa ben nafshe. He put himself into Nidui, tlas and yomim. Okay, I'm going to skip over the Gemara. The Gemara tells the Shach V'Tayyav how he was mispious exactly in Hilchas Nidui when he came to him. I'm going to skip over the Gemara. After the 30 days and he was mispious, the Gemara spheres always the Rebbe when he continues his conversation to Reb Chiya, he asked him, why didn't you listen to me? Why did you go Shtalav HaKashir in the Shuk? Zok the Gemara. There was a Nidun in a Pasuk, and this is the Nekudah Makazas that I want to open up tonight. My time of in Mar Hochi Yomalei Dechsiv. This is Mephorosh Pasuk. I'm coming from a pasuk. It's a pasuk in Mishlei. The pasuk states, "Chochmois b'chutz torayna." The Pasuk state that Chochma is supposed to, run in the Lashon Shira. Torah is supposed to be singed out in the Chutz, you know, we sing Chutz Yisushalayim, Kol Sosa and Kol Simcha. You're supposed to sing Torah in the Chutz. The Mokam Ashpo of Torah is supposed to be in the Chutz. Machne Yehuda, 18th Avenue, every place is supposed to be, wherever you're, you know, pick your place that you're, that's your shuk in town, your central avenue. Wherever you hold is it's supposed to be, that's where Torah is supposed to be. So I went and taught Torah b'chutz. Zoktem Rebbe, I'm a lady. Torisa, loy shanisa. Vim shanisa, loy shilashtem, vim shalashtem lepirshuch. I learned them harshop shat. Three things, if you read Torah, then you didn't read enough Mishnah. And if you read Mishnah, you didn't read enough Gemara. Those are the three things. And if you read Gemara, if you didn't tell me Gemara, like Pir Shilcha, Zoktech Ma'asha means you weren't in Shamish, you didn't do enough Shemidah Shtem Elecham. In other words, you didn't understand the right Psalm and Pazik because you didn't do enough Shemidah Shtem Elecham. What's the Emissa Psalm and Pazik? Chochmas Bechutz Karayna, Kidu Rav. Amarava, Kala Oysik B'Toyro Mi Befnim, The Pasuk's not saying the Mokum is supposed to be learning the Torah and teaching the Torah is in the streets. He's supposed to be teaching the Torah mibefnim. Mibefnim. In a Mokum Nister, in a hidden Mokum. Abba, you're right. The Ashpa of the Torah is going to get outside. Don't worry. It's going to get outside. Toroina. It's going to hit every corner. It might hit every laptop. It might hit every single venue of communication in the world. But you know how? He's Oisik Betar Bifnim. The Mashah's Mamshech, the next psukim say, Ubechoivois Titen Koila, Ubepischei Sha'arim Toimar Mareh. The Pasuk says, Torah is going to hit, like I said, every place. The front, Kikar Shabbos, it's going to hit the Pischei Sha'arim. But it's all going to come from Torah, someone who's Oisik Betar Bifnim. Vashteta. What's the makom haTorah and makom the Torah influence in the world? And this is very negia, always throughout the Torah, specifically in our Torah. How are you marbitz Torah? How is the way to mashpia Torah? So we all know the view of a lot of people in Kinnear. Again, Chia definitely had such a tzad that you have to bring the Torah to the people. You know, they're not going to run after you. First, you guys are coming there to Saul, not exactly running to the base medrash. You know, we gotta go get them. We gotta bring the Torah to them. Be the Torah to people's video screens. I'm not even gonna quote names. People think about attacking different organizations. We gotta bring the Torah out. That's the way, only way can mashpia. I'm not saying it doesn't exist. Like in the sugi imbalance, a lot of things exist. But we have to learn up. And the state does the mahalach of the Orna Kodesh. And that's the Kinnira, the Shleim is the Mahalach of Torah. There's a new Mahalach to get Torah the same place and even stronger. It's going to end up all over the place. It's going to end up in every nook and cranny in the world. But the Torah is not going to move in Mekoyimai. The Arna Kodesh. Mekoyimai hawas mukdash b'koyidash gadashim. The Koyidash gadashim, we don't think of it in so much way, but perhaps it could be mukdash as the most pnimis dikim mokim in the entire universe. Was perhaps the most pnimis dikim mokim, the most mokim that wasn't goli. The Kemat was not allowed to be seen. We'll see, we'll talk about it. Hemshech, only the Kohen Gadol went in there one other time. There was something was seen there. It was Nister ad Nister. Nister, it's one place in Chazal, it's referred to as the Cheder Mitris between HaKadosh Baruch and Kal Yisrael. It's the bedroom of HaKadosh Baruch and Kal Yisrael. It's a Mokom Pnimi and Moy. That was the Mokom of the Torah. The Torah, the Aron, I'm sorry, as you know, there was no Avoid done with Aron. It didn't make any movement. It didn't do anything. It was. It was a reality of the Torah b'mkoymai. And l'maisa, the Ashpa of the Aron HaKodesh reached every single corner. Everything was totally in the Aron HaKodesh. Like we saw last week in the Novi, when the Aron HaKodesh is captured, the world changes. Everything is neveya. Every Ashpa is neveya from the Beis HaMikdash. And you saw the Beis HaMikdash is the Aron. The Almoyed is called the Almoyed Al-Shem, the Aron. The Aron doesn't move. Aaron doesn't move. This has to do with also Hilchas Sefer Torah, and moving a Sefer Torah out of Yom HaZeh is a lochus, where you're allowed to take a Sefer Torah. The Sefer Torah doesn't come to you, you come to the Sefer Torah. There was no greater tzir of this Gemara. There's no greater tzir of this Gemara, at least as far as I know, And I didn't live before B'chaim, but in the last kufa, the last 100 years, there was no greater tzia for this gemara than someone called Shemariyahu Yosef Chaim Kanevsky. And we have to be mizbein in it. It's a phenomenon. And again, we are holding very low on this sugya. And I keep on stressing, this is the time we have to get points. We have to get mileage in the sugya. There was no other person. And again, the Gedolim are saying themselves, in a certain way it was extreme for hundreds of years. There was no other Talmid Chacham who was as much bifnim, who in so many ways of his life, everything was bimkoimai. He didn't come out of bimkoimai. He stayed, he never took any sort of shteller. He was not moving out. Let me maybe explain a little bit more the Gemara. What's this aside? Kinnira, the true place for the Torah to evolve, to flourish, is B'Seser. It's not the place when it's being viewed by Chitzonis, the people. Maybe even more, let's explain. The Pasuk says, the Pasuk says, Emes Knei Ba'al Timkor. You buy the truth. You don't sell the truth. Everyone knows in life that when someone's really trying to sell you something, we have this water cooler machine, so they're trying to sell us the insurance on the water cooler machine. I call about come out every other day. So my wife went and told the guys, like, if it's such a good deal, so why you call me every single day? I'm making money on and you're making money on. Who's making money on? Why are you calling me every single night? Obviously not such a good thing. Yeah. Everyone knows. When you're trying to promote something, you're trying to market something, MS does not have to be marketed. MS speaks for itself. The Torah stays b'mkayme, the place where it's supposed to be, and it doesn't make a move. It doesn't have to promote itself. It stays where it is. And the emes comes out. Terusoi mechrezes alav mibachutz. Reb Chaim, his life, and again, not everyone could do this. And again, I'm not kidding. There are other shikulim, but we have to study. It was an extremity, and Hashem gave us a matana because He wants us to study it. Reb Chaim in no way made any tnuas to go out. He never took a shteller. He never went out. He never went anywhere. When Madasio asked him to come, the one time, he never went out. Everyone told him not to go out. Pshach Kamat never ever told him to come to any of the Asifa. So when Madasio asked him to come to the internet Asifa, he was convinced, and this is a tzira that's going to be so negatas. Don't you realize how much Ashpo you would have if Reb Chaim Kanes would come to the Asifa, the internet Asifa? How much Ashpo? Take an average Magachir in Beis Yishai. How much Ashpo would he have if every other Shabbos he would go into America and make a Shabbos for the Balabatim? How much Ashpo would be there? Muridik Ashpo. Muridik Ashpo. So, that's the right thing to do. But the problem is, I'm not saying it's wrong, but I'm saying what you're sacrificing. You're sacrificing this Gemara. The Torah is coming out. The Torah doesn't have to come out. The Torah could stay in its place. Even when Reb Chaim answered questions, again, this is very different than every other Gadol. I'm saying there was a tzir, it was something unique. It was a chadab, a deris. He didn't shtel tzu to the shayel. You come and ask him a question. Most of the people try to understand the shayel and try to shtel tzu the shayel to the world of the shayel. He wasn't. He was like a urim v'tumim. He was an aron kodesh. You would tell him, like I said, you would tell him what's going on. He popped what the Torah says. Well, that's it. Okay, there's Reuven or Shimon or Levi here. And I'm going to try to fit the Torah into the... No, no. The Torah is here, and you could see it if you want. You want to see it. There was no tenua to market, to promote, to do it, to change, to shtel tzu, to cater. No. It was neto Torah, the Torah b'mkoymoy, in its purity, in its reality, in its truth. And we never, ever had such shtei hafochim b'noi se'echot. And this is the b'china of machrezes alav mibachutz. Reb Chaim mitzad echot, again, there's no one I know more mufka. No one I know more mufka. No one I know mamash, like we spoke out last week, didn't have b'emes. It wasn't faking, it wasn't shtolz, it wasn't... He wasn't at all. That's what we said. He wasn't mafkia things. I have to mafkia things. He wasn't mafkia things. They didn't exist. He didn't know anything. That wasn't Torah. So he didn't know any of the venues, the myriadic venues that there are today, to spread Torah, to communicate. He was muster in Rechov Rashbam. I don't know how many years muster in Rechov Rashbam, and Mitzad Sheni. The name of Chaim Kanievsky and his days were the most quoted on these same venues, at least in the Torah world, I don't know. In the celebrity world, I don't know exactly what. But in the Torah world, there wasn't a name that was more quoted. Bechutzos Yerushalayim, Bechutzos Flatbush, Bechutzos Lawrence, Bechutzos Hasidim, Bechutzos Sfardim. There wasn't a name, and there wasn't a day that didn't have more impact. We sorted our life. We have to chop this. We can't just hearing Torah. We have to realize Torah is reality. This Gemara is a reality. We saw it in our life. I know it's against the way we understand. We understand when someone makes an afkamina. We understand when we go to a Musa Shmuz and it tells us what to do. That's Gemara. It's nicer. We understand when we go to a Lochashir and it tells us what to do. It's doing something. It's coming something. But when we learn a sugya, that has no shaykhis kaviyach, we learn a tisefta in the Goyim, that all it is just netto learning Torah, we don't see the influence. This Gemara says that's the emetz asura of influence. This nageya three sugyas that I think we have to think about and talk about and bring it out. First of all, it's nageya to any of us who are mashpiyim in Torah. Any of us who are mashpiyim in Torah. We have to take account of the sugya. Again, I'm not saying there's another side. But we're learning now Maseches Chaim. And we have to take it in its full blast. And this is what he taught us. He taught us that every time, and he was a real example of this Gemara, that every time you promote Torah, you go out, you send out flyers. Again, I saw as my Rebbe also Basha. I never once in my life did Basha ever tell someone to come to a shir. Ever. He never promoted his shirim. He never advertised his shirim. I'm here learning. You want to come? Come. Then it sells itself. It's a klal gadol. People come running. When people chapped, and that's what they chapped about Chaim. That's the nekuda. That's what they chapped about Chaim. They chapped. There's a tzir of Torah b'amitoy that's not trying to do. It's not trying to sell one thing at 1 second. Not even in the most smallest iota trying to convince you. This is it. Run. Everyone, the world ran. The world ran after it like hotcakes. Torah Rosh HaMechuzav had a hashpah atzuma she'in kamayu, shloyu kamayu say. When we are teaching, many times, go, say, go, do, go. Torah has a tzura. Not always, and this is the big challenge of our Torah, not always is more habot sater and more immediate habot sater the right thing. It's not always the right thing. If you are kavayochel, watering down the Torah, and what is watering down the Torah? We see in this Gemara, the very fact when the Torah has to come to another person, that's watered down the Torah. Even I'm not even getting to the fact that you might change around things to cater to the public. Dalmi hochidah. That might be a side thing. When Torah has to come, there's a certain chasar. There's a certain minus. So as Rabbeim, and again, I don't even know all the applications, but there are many applications. Torah has its tzura. Torah is supposed to be as pnim as it could be. Whenever you're going out, something is being lost. Sometimes it's the right thing, and that's a sugya of balance. You have to make it. Hefsid is connected to chur. You have to make it, I might say. But something is being lost. As Talmidim also. Today, the Bikush, the connection to Rabbeim is much, much stronger than us. It has to do with where Mochitza is the people. So the Bikush, to have your hand on the pulse, to always be with Rabbeim. He said, we never had that. They never came constantly to Magid Yishuv in the middle of this man. Bakosh's petitions from people left Yeshiva already to come in for Shabbos. It never was. And that was happening all the time. It comes from a good place. People want to have more connection. We want connection. We want shiurim. We want, when it comes to yontif, we want tons of shiurim. Come to us. Make, come to us. But hey, bring it out. Send it out all the way. that's not always the right tenuah of Torah. You might be getting a lot more, but you might be getting a much cheaper product. You might be getting a lot more, you think, of the Torah, but you're hitting a lot more, you're getting a lot more chitzonistic chelik of the Talmud Chacham. You want to get Reb Chaim Kanievsky, Reb Chaim Kanievsky didn't come out. He didn't come out. He didn't come out, and that's why his Ashpah and Torah was Atzuma Ad L'Moed. It was in Kamo Yisrael. His Ashpah, Machrez Lov Bechutz, was in Kamo Yisrael. We have to keep this in mind. It's hard to balance, isn't it? But we want so much. We're always asking. We're asking so much for more shurim, for more connection, for more and more places, and more. I said, oh, I'm not... Shurim is a good thing, but it's other sugyas also, but we need to learn the sugya. We need to learn the sugya of terasai, that's beseser. That's the true tzura of the Torah. And last but not least, in our own lives, we have the same bechira. We have the same bechira in our own lives. I pointed this out before. Just the mazla gechas, quickly, on the quick, the nutshell. It's not doing justice, but we said the oimik, we said the third level of this gemara of Torah b'chutz, besides the emes doesn't say so, specifically Torah will always be something that's a little bit b'mkoyma, it's a little bit b'mkoyma in a hidden place, a little bit manutak. One of the challenges in today's world always is when you try to compare Torah to the other chachmas, try to compare Torah to science, technology, medicine, emotional health. How much have they advanced the world? Your wives have problems with this. They try to be machshav what you're doing. We have problems. God's talking about being his man and going into the real world. You talk to people and you see people who are advancing the world. They're pushing these people. They're building buildings. They're finding new discoveries in medicine, in emotional health. What does Torah? What does Torah do? Okay, it does a little bit, but what does Torah do? Again, it's not doing total justice, but for a second, the taiches, Torah is a totally different type of a thing. In Chazal, Torah, Chochma b'goyim tamin, Torah b'goyim al tamin. Torah, other Chochmas, they deal with the world. That's their idea, that's what Chochmas are. They're coming to add Chochma into the world, to make the world a better usable place, to use it the right way. But Torah is not telling you how to use the world. Hashem didn't need the world. In the world, he exists without the world. Torah is talking about why the world was created. Why the world was created. Not what's in the world. Why the world was created. And the world was created to connect to God, which is something that's higher than the world. Hashem exists also in this world, but he's higher than the world. So Torah, in its essence, will always be something that will feel a little bit, and it's true, it is. It will always be talking about things that kavi yochel, not relevant, because they're talking, telling you how HaKadosh Baruch Hu thinks. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not bound to the world. He's not bound to the world. He's out of this world. He's out of this world. There's nothing more out of this world. We always say this. People say, oh, that steak is out of this world. I never saw something more in this world than a steak. A Rambam is out of this world. The Rambam is out of this world. The Ramchal is out of this world. That's not the way we look at everything. Reb Chaim was out of this world. And Torah is connecting a person to something that's out of this world. All the chachmas, the smarter they are, they run a dead end. Look at the world. It's a dead end because it keeps you into this world and there's so much ra and so much agamash nefesh in this world. It is smart, but it keeps you in this world. The eitz is to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only one who constructed this world, and that's when you can make the world, the emes, a place that it is. The Torah is always connecting to the why, the what, out of this world. That's the pnia of the Torah. That was Reb Chaim, and that's why people loved him. Something maybe we couldn't even verbalize. But that's what we loved about him. He was a tzir, and he's a tzir of true connection only to bet some things that were out of this world, not in this world. Like I said, he didn't still suit the words of this world. He had him a question, Umar Tumim. He said, Ketzer HaRegel. You know what I'm saying? Kedushin. You want to come? Move. What do you mean, move? Move. Mashiach's coming. What do you mean, move? I have a world, I have a family. Like, oh, move. He was out of this world. He was a tzir of somebody. His whole mitzvah was connecting this world to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, connecting to something higher. We have to remember that could have a meridic impact. Our own selves. We always underestimate how much a festus seder and learning can do for our lives. We underestimate our own lives. Still, we give so much more time, so much more value in the impact of a good Musar Seder, a good Musar Shmuz, halacha shir, a Seder that you're just learning, cheskas abatim, it's never going to be applicable. You're just trying to get the diukim in the Ramban. We ourselves underestimate this because we don't have this Yisoid. Reb Chaim is machishas. Do we agree that Reb Chaim had an impact in this world? How did he have an impact in this world? How? How did he have the largest impact that existed? There was no one more. There was Chochma b'chutz taroina. He was flying. He said words. Everyone was flying. Everyone was talking about him all the time. And he knew nothing. Obviously, even if we don't understand it, we have to digest this idea. Dafka something that's besaser. It's dafka something that's called kuloi. Is just connected to Dvar Hashem. Not trying to do anything, not trying to promote, have no agendas, just trying to understand Dvar Hashem. I'm not trying to do anything with it. I'm not right now trying to make the world a better world. I'm connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That itself is the strongest impact. Chochmas Machutz Torayna. We saw this and we have to chop it. I want to just end off. We said last week, I don't know if I said this Nusach, but the greatest Yitzhahara, you're going to go home, you're going to talk about it. At least 30 days, this is going to be Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is going to be talking about Reb Chaim. You're going to see, it's going to happen, it's going to be coming out of you. That's the sugya. That's the sugya Hashem. But when the biggest Yetzirah is going to be that we have no Shaychas. When the biggest Yetzirah is going to be that we have no Shaychas. We spoke about last week, one Akuda of the Aron, of Shavar, we spoke about Stakarais Bar Alma. Now we spoke about the Musik of Chochmas B'chutz Torayah. The ability to Ashpo, from being the Mifnim, from being Mufka, the Ashpo, even though Bifnim Ashpo, Atsuma that there is, Mi Bachutz, we spoke about two things. Oh, we have a Shaychas to Reb Chaim. We think we have no Shaychas. Nice. He was Mufka, so yeah, he could do that. We have to feel more. Let's talk about a thing that we have to feel more. So that can be the biggest Yetzirah that exists now. Because partially it's true. But we have to realize we have a Shaychas. I want to say two things. I said a little bit last week, I showed it, but I want to say two things. First of all, we spoke about how Rabbeinu Kodesh was called Aron HaKodesh. Chaim was Aron HaKodesh. We said Aron HaKodesh, you never saw. The Aron never saw. There's one exception. It says, Klal Yisrael came to be Oyle Regel. Mar Numa says they were Goyle the Paroiches. They rolled up the Paroiches, and Klal Yisrael got to have a peek in. And they showed them the Aron and the Kruv. That means the Aron stayed where it is, but there's a musik they could have a sneak peek in. These 30 days are a sneak peek in. I'm telling you, it's an opportunity that your children don't have. You're here, you're in this door of Chaim, it was a reality. This phenomenon that I just spoke about, that makes absolutely no sense. It doesn't make sense how a person who's so mufka could be so mwashbiya. It was reality. It's something that's moved him, but we have a sneak peek. We have a peek now, and can hear we have a shaykhaz. What's our shaykhaz? It's what I feel like. There's something in Shas. I saw this different places. And you can read this in the Torah. You're a shav, a hekesh, and a mamatzino. Something called the doin minei v'uki basre. There's two types of yafusas. Sometimes we learn out the parasha of Gzela. Learn out Yush from Aveda to Gzela. Klar to Gemara, do we learn doin mineu minei, doin minei v'uki basre? Do we carbon copy what the Malamed has to the Nilma? Well, no, we realize it's two separate things, but we take what is there and we apply it locally to what it is. This is what we have to do. If Reb Chaim was an Ardor, and the Chazanish says at the Chachme Ador, Hein Hein Gufei HaTorah, I think if I verbalize the Chazanish another way, I could say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by placing Reb Chaim in Ardor, made a hekesh between Reb Chaim and us. I mean, that's what Chaim Chazanish says. Chefetz of the Tavol Chacham is goofy Torah. It's a shtick Torah. So Kadosh Baruch Hu made a hekesh between Chaim Kanievsky and every single person in this room. He made a hekesh. I'm asking. I don't think it's doing me no. I think it's doing me no. But there has to be something that we have a shaykhus to. And I think we had a shaykhus. Both the two bechinas that we spoke of last week, we wanted it. We ran after it. We salvaged it. Just the Yetzirah tells us that we can't touch that. He's wrong. We can't touch it, and we have to touch it. This is the only way that the tragedy of the capturing of the Yetz, of the Aron Kodesh, we spoke about at the beginning of the Vav last week, won't happen. Klal Yisrael is at this point, we lost in Aron Kodesh, and the question is, are we going to salvage it? Are we going to hold on? Maybe it's up to us. If we're going to make a Dunmi Nevoki Basri, we're going to take out these Nakudas. Chaim was a different human being, will become different human beings. And this will be the Gresta Ilan Nishmasai. Shkoyach for the Gansas Man, Hashem, everyone, a Freilich, a Kasher Pesach.